Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
So today we're doing something a little bit different. We, as in me and my other personalities, and my partner in crime, Kelly Brown. If you've been following...
And all her other personalities.
Her other personalities. So we are launching a program called The Container. So this is like, just straight up, I want to let you know, this is going to be a self-promotional kind of episode. And Cal and I are going to be talking about what we're creating in the world because we're super excited and passionate about it. And so I thought I'd do something different. Rather than me just kind of tell you what it's about, I thought I'd get me and Cal and share what, our vision, I guess, for what we're creating with The Container. Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool too, to talk about how we got here.
Yes. I actually want to talk about the process and how we're approaching this as well. Should we start with how we got here?
I think that's great because I think so often people can launch and there's this like finished product and, you know, just sign up here and there's this cute little link and away we go. But actually there's a creative process and almost like a gestation and a birthing of sorts that happens. And then also we want this to be a collaborative space. So that will continue to happen over the next 6 months. But I think also to talk to working with somebody else and what that is really like. And if you want to work with Carly Nimmo, don't, you know, that's basically what I wanted to come
I'm
here and
say
today.
I'm a total diva. I'm a pain in the ass.
An absolute diva. No, just kidding. I have to say that it is honestly, and I know you say this with Human Design, for those that follow Carly's infatuation with Human Design, is that we actually finish each other off on our chart, right? Like where I'm empty, you're full, vice versa, right? We kind of fill each other out. And I really feel that from a personal point of view when it comes to my own self-dialogue and my own judgments of my creative process when they come up. I feel like I can be transparent with you and say, hey, I'm just not feeling this right now. Can I come back to this? Or I've got 6 kids running around and I just can't meet that deadline today. I'm going to have to palm that to you or whatever it is. And there's an honesty there where I know, even though I might feel really shit about it, that I'm going to be met with compassion, love, and permission, which is the biggest piece for me when I work with you, is the permission to be more of myself and to show up with more transparency. So does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. And I would say, you know, ditto, right? Because like when we went away, Cal and I went away a few weekends ago and we were going to be recording the second series of Humans Resourced, but I couldn't get in the zone. And I was just like, Cal, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not feeling it. And I felt like a total diva, like just fucking turn it on, Carly, you know, like you and your fucking like this, we don't create if I'm not on board, you know, kind of thing.
The stars are not aligned.
Yes, they're not aligned for me. So you're just going to have to deal. And I felt like a bit of a diva, but like that's the kind of like when we are both feeling it, that's when the magic happens. So like, why try and force something or try and make something happen when if we just actually allowed ourselves to go through our process as individuals and celebrated that within ourselves and within the other, then, you know, like the creative process becomes a lot more fun and it's a lot more impactful than like, you know, the alternative.
Yeah, and a lot more authentic and full of juice. It's full of creative juice. And I know for anyone who's listening, and I'm sure most people in our sphere that listen to our gibberish are the ones that are connected to creativity and creating something within their own lives. And this doesn't mean that you're an artist as such, but perhaps you see life and the way you live your life as an art. And so there is cycles and there is inflow and out of flow, ebbs and flows. And I think what's been so great about collaborating with you, Carly, and the spaces that we create together is where can you allow yourself to be in that flow? And even when you're out of flow, that's in service of your flow. Mm-hmm. So this idea of resting and not testing yourself in that need for rest, actually just allowing. Mm. And I think that's what's going to be so paramount in working with us over the next 6 months, is I think so many of us have these labels on of ourselves of procrastinator, I'm lazy, I can't do this because I don't have the time, I'm a new mum, whatever the narrative is, and actually softening the edges of that societal narrative and having you step into what is your own belief system, what is your own narrative. And what I've found really important about belief work, about mindset work, is that you can't journal yourself out of a mindset. You can't spend hours and hours with yourself in a locked room, running out of ink and pages. I really sense that what is required is relationship, and to relate, to be out in the world relating and be witnessed in your ugly phases, be witnessed in your not knowing, be witnessed in your insecurities, in quotation marks, so that you can start to see what that feels like to be seen fully. And it makes it less shameful.
Mm. Yeah. I feel like there's also this piece around the creative cycle where we hit up fair square against our own doubt and our own insecurities. And this has happened for us during the process of launching this too. You know, we're not immune to self-doubt, but I feel like the magic in co-creation and in collaboration, that doesn't mean that we'll be working with you on whatever, you know, like as a co-founder of something, like, but what we're talking about is like co-creating magic together, right? So that when you do come against those parts, like Cal, I know if we hadn't been doing this together, I would never have got to the launch phase, because I would have allowed my own self-doubt, my own insecurities, my own whatever get in the way of me actually ever launching. And this is what I find happens to a lot of people. It's very safe to stay in the little cocoon creating, but to actually birth something out into the world where it can be judged and critiqued and rejected and, you know, and also all the other opposite side of things where it can be celebrated and amazing, can be really scary. And we do hit up against ourselves when we're stepping out. You know, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I have this image of like a little bird in a nest, you know, and it's like about to start flying, and the mother bird's there like, it's okay, you can do it, you know, like helping you kind of spread your wings. That's what I feel like we're here to, you know, kind of bring, is that energy of like the mama bird letting you know that you've got this and it's okay to take a leap. It's also okay to wait for 20 minutes or whatever and psych yourself up, you know. I feel like that's what we kind of bring, is this energy that keeps things moving. Even, mm-hmm. you know, even in the doubt, we keep things moving.
Right. And that you can still sense movement in those deep trenches of doubt and uncertainty. And over the next 6 months, like the last 6 months, life is changing rapidly around us, the environment of life, the collective. And so being able to find your footing and your grounding and allowing the things that you want in your sphere to be there and the things that aren't serving you to not. And so I think that ability to be really intentional with your energy and curate with your energy, and that means relationships may change or places where you live may change, which has happened for you and I when we've started to move into spaces where, you know, relationships have changed or where you've lived, what you always wanted, the house you're living in. And I know that's been something that's happened for you. And it wasn't that you were cock blocking yourself, that hadn't happened for you. It's a process.
Actually, what I was doing was trying to overcome every hurdle and make sure I was in total control. And all I really had to do was accept that I was okay where I was and kind of let go a little, which is fascinating, right? Because like we're taught to go after our dreams and chase. And I don't know that that energy is actually the energy of creation a lot of the time. I think creation can be a much more surrendered process than it is a one.
It's beautiful that you say that actually, because I was only talking to a client yesterday about, there's two things I want to say here. First, I want to say the energy of spring I got before when you were talking about the mama bird, and here we are, we're coming into spring. And we actually, this is a very intentional thing for us in this collab, was for us around spring equinox to come together and open up a space to bring people in so that we can kind of move on that energy of the seasons, which is a thing. It's not just kind of woo-woo. It actually is a thing. When you think about winter and where we come into winter and how you feel about your body, yourself, how creative you feel, it's more of an inward creation. And I think spring is offering us a real opportunity to come together and create outwards and together. And I was only talking to a client yesterday who was saying, so much in my life has changed and there's so much joy. And it's been deep work that I've been doing on myself and my life, but I've never felt such a deep sense under all that of unhappiness. I was like, isn't that interesting? And she said, but you know what? I'm really okay with that. I'm actually realizing that I've carried that unhappiness with me for so many years and it's really familiar, but now I'm feeling it because I'm resourced. I have all these other joys in my life that I'm seeing, that I'm appreciating, that I'm grateful for, that this unhappiness now has a place and I'm offering it a place at the table. So interesting, isn't it, that we can kind of, once we find this consciousness or awareness or willingness to go, this is what I want, this is where I want to move to, that actually might uncover some things that have been creating lethargy or drainage without us being conscious of it. Am I making sense?
Yeah, totally. You know, and something that popped into my head, like when we were talking about speaking of joy, really, like when we thought about how we wanted to approach this launch and how we wanted to make this, come to life, how we wanted to give this thing life, because it has been swimming around both of us for a very long time. And one of the key for both of us was like, it has to feel good. It has to feel good. And so like, and how can we make this more fun? How can we inject fun and humor and, you know, and all the good stuff that Cal and I, like it gives us life. It's our lifeblood. So like, how can we bring our creativity to this launch? How can we bring our
essence?
The essence of who we are, which is, you know, we are experimental beings. We are creative beings. And so we thought it would be really fun to bring how much of this can we bring into the launch? And I feel like it's interesting because I've noticed, and a couple of people have reached out to me just since we've started, because we started with a pitch party last week, and, you know, and we've gone and created some reels on Instagram and we're having some real fun with it. And I've had a couple of people reach out to me and say, oh my God, can you just launch every 3 to 6 months? So I've got so I can be inspired by new content and new creativity. So if nothing else, watch the launch for the fun that we're having with it. Cause it is a real, it can be like, I feel like when it comes to birthing something, there's this expectation, you know, in birth and in birthing life, like birthing life of a new project, or a new, you know, direction, that there's a huge element of pain involved, you know, and I don't think that necessarily has to be the case. We can have an orgasmic birth when it comes to business too, right?
Right. And we can have an orgasmic birth even when we're not confident or in deep self-doubt or never having experienced something before. It can come out of we can choose to have some ease in there. And I think that's what I really respect, the way in which we've gone through this process, is both of us have committed to, if it doesn't feel easy, then it's not today.
Yeah, totally.
We'll come back to it. And if that means we have to put the timeline goalposts out a bit for launch, then we will. But we are committed to the ease in this launch. And we're committed to creating a space. I think this launch is reflective of the space. We really want you all to get a feel for what it is to work with both of us and to be in space with us, because that is what you're going to get. You're going to get something that is organic, orgasmic, and funny. In ease, if fun, flow. And isn't this what life, like right now, isn't this the sacred activism each of us can take, is to step into the life that we most, I don't even want to be like a coach, like the life that we most desire, but I actually mean like what matters to you most, what's most important, what brings you joy, simple questions, but actually invested in those and integrating them into your daily life, because so many of us are so articulate. I bet if Carly and I said, let's have a discovery session and jump in and tell us why you need this space, there would be hours of content and copy of why you need this space. And then we'd say, and what will you give this space? What's the great pieces that, and I'm sure there'd be just a few sentences, because we're so articulate in our neuro pathways of where we're going, where we're getting things wrong, and where we need to fix things. This space, we see you as naturally creative, resourceful, and whole, exactly as you are right now. And so that's why we've called it an expansion journey. Or the next program up is the traction journey, which is all in the same program. You can read about it on the website, on the sales page.
CarlyNimmo.com/container.
Thank you, Carly. It's particularly when we were thinking about the journey, it is to expand more into what feels good.
Totally.
And even in the areas that don't feel good, feeling good about that.
Right. And that can be life, that can be in your parenting, it can be in your business, it can be, you know, like we can bring more, we can expand into more goodness in all areas of our lives. And Kel and I recognize that we don't, like, our businesses don't live in a vacuum. Our you know, our work selves don't live in a vacuum. They're all connected. And so, you know, we want you to be able to bring all that stuff to us, because it is all interlinked. You know, if you're having a struggle in your business, then, if you're having a struggle in your personal life, it can be impacting your business. Like it's not separate. So we Right. want to create a space that is here for you to plant all the seeds. So not just, you know, like seeds when it comes to it's not necessarily just business coaching, I guess is what I'm saying. It's like a more holistic view, in terms of the ecosystem, I don't even know if that's a word, but the ecosystem that is your life. It's also holistic in the way that we see you as whole. There's no brokenness here, you know?
Yes. There's a documentary that I haven't seen yet, and I think the title's called My Octopus Teacher.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. And there's a sentence that he says that I'm going to butcher it like I always do when I repeat the sentence, but you'll get the gist. That's all that matters. He says something like, we are not visitors here. We continually treat ourselves like we are visitors here, when actually we are an intrinsic part of the life network. And I see business like that too. I see money like that. I see all these elements of our lives of intrinsic to our nervous system, to our breath system. Like if you notice the next time you pay a bill, how you're breathing, and then you'll know how you feel about giving money out. When I was living in Japan, there was a man that always used to say, arigato, always arigato in, arigato out, he would say, because the money comes in, the money goes out. And both times I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I have money coming in. I'm grateful that I have money coming out. And so I guess I share that in the sense that we're just always showing up. We're always showing up. I'm not a different person in my business. I'm not a different person as a parent. I'm showing up as Kelly. And the only difference is my attitude toward those things. Yes. So this space is really an opportunity to become aware, conscious, appreciative. And as you said, in momentum with your flow, wherever, whatever life brings to you that you know you are capable, and that are there things that you're still waiting to live into, to fit into, to move into, that you're sitting there in the corner going, oh, I don't know, you know, both of you and I have done those things where we've gone back to dancing or started singing again, or, you know, pick up those paints if you've always wanted to and see what it gifts you in other areas of your life when you get those creative juices flowing.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, that's, well, so I guess we should talk about what is actually on offer here.
Yes.
And I do want to say, right, first, before we do that, I do want to say that, like, Kel and I, you know, if you're here, if you've been listening to this, if you've been following Kel, if you did Clarify and Amplify, you know, if you've had any interaction with us as coaches working one-on-one with you, or you've done programs with us, et cetera, like, I just feel like you will know if this is for you, you know, like, I don't, like, there's no like tangible, like, you know, we're not going to push on your pain is what I'm saying. We're not going to trigger you to make a decision based out of fear here. Like, basically, you know what is right for you and who is right for you. And Cal and I, that's one thing that we really wanted to bring to this launch as well, is like no scarcity.
Right. And be inspired right. by this space. Like, we know that this thing can't fly unless there's people in the space that are inspired by the space and inspired by what we offer.
Yeah.
And we're not going to sit here and say, you know, by the end of the 6 months, you're going to be making 100K a month. And, you know, all that's that, we're not here to kind of level you up. Mm. We're here to simply be witness to you. To you, to who you are. And that's what we both do. That's where our skills are. I've been doing this work for 11 years as a coach. More and more, I've realized the power of being seen, truly seen and felt by another human being, like actually seen and felt in your vulnerability, in your wholeness, in your truth. And having that reflected back to you in a way that feels really tangible, to me, that is, there is no money you can put on that gift.
Right, 100%. And I think that's the magic, is like, this gets to be whatever the fuck you want. Like, right. This gets to be, you get to co-create with us over 6 months to bring to life whatever the fuck you want. You get to, and you know, and bring to life, I mean, that can just be you, bring you to life, you know? Like, it doesn't have to be a particular thing, you know, like, you can just come with an intention to dive in. And you know, for me, I have to say, I've done a lot of work over the years, like a lot of personal development work. And the most powerful stuff I've done has been my work with you, Kel, because
thanks, Carly.
Learning to accept who I am and where I am in my journey has been nothing but liberating and freeing from me. You know, I'm not carrying baggage through my life anymore. I'm not carrying, you know, I'm not codependent on struggle like I used to be anymore. I don't feel invisible and all that kind of jazz anymore. And that's because of the spaces that we've co-created in the coaching that I've done with you, but also in your group programs, you know. And and so sometimes I feel like we get into these spaces where we're like, oh, I need this, you know, I need the 10K months, I need the 100,000 followers, I need the blah, 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 blah. But for me, having had some of those things and not some of those things, I can actually honestly say that success, like, I feel I've never felt more successful than I do here right now today.
And that self-acceptance, that self-love, that self-celebration that happens in our spaces, actually, like you say, it's like an overflow. Once you fill up that cup within you, it overflows into, like, for me, social anxiety. Mm-hmm. It was just started to deplete because I was less judgmental of myself in spaces, because I was actually, the inner dialogue was less judgmental. Right. And I was more appreciative of what I had to say and what I had to give voice to.
to create and connect.
Right.
You know?
Right. And then human design opened up for you, which was another 100%. Tool, but it wasn't perhaps until you connected to those pieces that you liberated yourself from yourself, that then you were open to the other tools that were going to prop up the parts of yourself that you really resonate with.
Yeah, 100%. I think, I feel like of any tool, any mindset, whatever, the most powerful thing we can do is learn to accept who we are and where we're at. You know, that is like the most, liberating thing to be because then like in that space where all your needs are met and you feel whole, anything is possible.
Right. Right. Yeah. And being self-articulate about ourselves, we're less defensive. We are not as attacking. We're not living and acting from our pain, right? There's all these wonderful benefits from taking the Kali and Kali pill.
It's so a magic pill. No, it's not really a magic.
So the container, and we called it the container because we want it to be this sacred space, like how you put it, Nimmo, which I love, where you can plant your seed and it will be tended to. And that sounded a bit sexual, but I didn't mean it to be, but it can be. There is a 1-300 number. So you can pop the seed in the container, and literally you will have two coaches in your pocket who are here for you over the next 6 months, as well as a group of like-minded people. Will have a closed Facebook group, as well as the Voxer app, which isn't a group Voxer. It's simply the two-on-one space. So it's Carly, Kelly, and you in the Voxer space. And then the group Zoom calls once a month. And then there's also coaching.
One-on-ones with us.
One-on-ones. Yeah.
So it's going to be fucking amazing. Oh, there was something else I was going to say about, brain fart.
And we'd also love to do a face-to-face retreat at some time over the 6 months too. But that really depends on, otherwise it'll likely be an online juicy.
Yeah, totally.
So any questions, reach out again, carlynimmo.com/container.
That's what I was going to say. While you were talking about planting the seeds and all that kind of jazz, I felt like, you know, and tending to the seeds sexually. No, just kidding.
Yes.
The container is like not just the fertile soil in which you plant your seeds, but also like the greenhouse. You know, we are like the greenhouse, not just us, but your other co-collaborators. You know, together we are creating the right environments for growth, expansion, and traction. So yeah, there are two versions. One is if, I feel like traction is really if you've been like sitting on something and you were just like, oh my God, I have to fucking just, like, I'm done with the, you know, when we're in avoidance, it's often taking up more energy than if we just did the fucking thing.
Totally.
And traction is like, for those of you who want, a high touch experience with us and really are ready to fucking get some traction. And then expansion is for you to come, you know, they're both to kind of come throughout the rule book and like really dive into, you know, aligning yourself with life. Check out, that wasn't very coherent, but check out carlynimmo.com /container, and the two packages are up on there. I don't want to put scarcity in there, but numbers are limited due to the fact that this is going to be high touch and
it to be an intimate space.
Right. We really do. We're not going to be taking 25 people in this thing. It's going to be a small and intimate space. So numbers are limited, but also want to acknowledge that we all have our own decision-making process. And so if yours is that you need to sit and mull over things for a little while, we've given you enough time and space to be able to do that. And for those who are like me, and splenic or sacral and just like, this is for me, fuck yes, then, you know, don't fuck around, get on it.
Totally. Yeah. And, you know, there's something else you said about the greenhouse, which was kind of cool. And that is the container for me, it's also when we are full, which is hopefully what we're offering in the container, is an opportunity for you to feel full mm-hmm. of you, full of inspiration, full of creativity, full of possibility. Then we're able to pour from that full jug over into our parenting mm-hmm. and our day job and day relationships, job. Yep. all of those things.
100%. And, yeah. you know, I just cannot, I don't know, I cannot... what's the word? What I'm trying to say is like having a space where you are never wrong is where it's at.
Right.
You know, like
it is because we're wronging ourselves so much. And you know how passionate I am about this in my spaces, because I feel like that's something that has been etched into our system from the educational system, is that there's a right and a wrong and there's a good and a bad. And what I really am passionate about is creating spaces where that's just not, it's not part of, it is literally, like you said, throwing the rule book out
yeah.
and just showing up with that neutrality and allowing that to expand rather than this is good, this is bad, this is right, this is wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, if you're feeling us, if you're feeling the vibe and you want to get on, then join us over the next 6 months of like, I don't know, fun,
yep.
experimental something.
All those brand marketing words. Like we're just going to throw
we're going to just like transform just your life.
We're going to transform you. We're going to blow your mind. We're going yeah. to have you up level into the most extreme and utter powerful priestess.
Goddess. Oh God,
Kelly, I've and, just offended so many people. And,
I'm not going with her now. She just insulted me by taking the piss. And yeah, and also side effects may include 100K months. Who knows?
Right. Abso-effing-lutely. Bring it, baby. Bring it.
Cool.
All right.
So yeah, go to carlinimmo.com/thecontainer to sign up.
And big love, everyone.
Learn more of all the details that are involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
.com.
Well, all right. Well, thanks for joining us. I'll be back solo next week. And
all right. It was a pleasure to be in your space, Nimmo. Thanks for having me.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Bye now.
Co-collaborating with me. Okay.
Always. Bye. Bye. Bye now. Bye.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram @carlosofees. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.